$5 now.
Can't understand it, said Mr. Frank. It must be the famous beginner's luck, eh?
Soon be poor men if it goes on like this,
said one of his companions.
She'll have the coats off our backs right enough,
said the third man. Think we should give up right now, said Mr. Frank.
Oh, no, I want to go on, said Granny, grinning anxiously. I'm just getting the hang of it.
Well, you'd better give us a sporting chance to win a little bit back, said Mr. Frank. What about $0.50 a steak?
Oh, I reckon she'll want $1 a steak, a sporting lady like her,
said the third man. Granny looked down at her pile of pennies. For a moment she looked uncertain, and then they could see she realised. How much could she lose the way the cards were going?
Yes, she said, $1 a steak, she blushed. This is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, said Mr. Frank. He drew the pack towards him.
There was a horrible noise. All three men stared at the bar where shards of mirror were cascading to the floor. What happened? Granny gave him a sweet old smile. She hadn't appeared to look around.
I reckon the glass he was polishing must have slipped right out of his hand and smashed right into the mirror, she said. I do hope he doesn't have to pay for it out of his wages, the poor boy.
The men exchanged glances.
Come on, said Granny. I've got my dollar all ready.
Mr. Frank looked nervously at the ravaged frame. Then he shrugged. The movement dislodged something somewhere. There was a muffled snapping noise like a mousetrap carrying out the last rites. Mr. Frank went white and gripped his sleeve. A small metal contraption, all springs and twisted metal, fell out. A crumpled-up ace of cups was tangled up in it.
Whoops! Said Granny.
Magrat peered through the window into the saloon.
What's she doing now?
Hissed Nanny Og.
She's grinning again, said Magrat.
Nanny Og shook her head.
Ego,
she said. Granny Weatherwax had that method of play that has reduced professional gamblers to incoherent rage throughout the multiverse. She held her cards tightly cupped in her hands, a few inches from her face, allowing the merest fraction of each one to protrude. She glared at them as if daring them to offend her, and she never seemed to take her eyes off them except to watch the dealing. And she took far too long, and she never, ever took risks. After 25 minutes, she was down $1, and Mr. Frank was sweating. Granny had already helpfully pointed out 3 times that he'd accidentally dealt cards off the bottom of the deck, and she'd asked for another pack,
because look, this one's got all little marks on the back.
It was her eyes, that's what it was. Twice he'd folded on a perfectly good 3-card onion, only to find that she'd been holding a lousy double bagel. Then the third time, thinking he'd worked out her play, he'd called her out and run a decent flush right into the maw of a 5-card onion that the old bag must have been patiently constructing for ages. And then his knuckles went white, and then the dreadful, terrible hag had said,
"Have I won with all these little cards? Gosh, aren't I the lucky one?"
And then she started humming when she looked at her cards. Normally the three of them would have welcomed this sort of thing. The teeth tappers, the eyebrow raisers, the ear rubbers, they were as good as money in the sock under the mattress, to a man who knew how to read such things. But the appalling old crone was as transparent as a lump of coal, and the humming was insistent. You found yourself trying to follow the tune. It made your teeth tingle. Next thing, you were glumly watching while she laid down a measly broken flush in front of your even more measly 2-card onion and said,
"What? Is it me again?"
Mr. Frank was desperately trying to remember how to play cards without his sleeve device, a handy mirror, and a marked deck, in the teeth of a hum like a fingernail down a blackboard. It wasn't as if the ghastly old creature even knew how to play properly. After an hour, she was $4 ahead, and when she said,
"I am a lucky girl,"
Mr. Frank bit through his tongue. And then